All right, everybody, welcome to episode 45 of the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I'm here to help you make better podcasts. Today, I'm talking about how you can craft the perfect podcast intro so you don't lose listeners in the first 5 minutes. So all about intros. And guys, I got to say, the introduction to your podcast is so important. It's critical that you get this right. And there's a lot of things to think about here. And I got some great questions from people in the chat. But to start off by saying, if you need to introduce yourself in the intro, a lot of people skip this step, and I'm going to go into more detail, but if you don't introduce yourself, the new listeners to your show will feel lost. But on the flip side, if your intro is too long, your regular listeners are going to get annoyed, and they might start skipping 15 seconds ahead. You don't want to annoy the listeners, but also listeners want to know what they're going to get out of an episode. If you don't tell them that right away, they're going to start wondering if there's a better way to spend their time, and they might go find a different podcast to listen to. And I don't want you to lose any listeners. So that's why I wanted to talk about this topic today, talking about how to craft the perfect podcast intro. So I'm back. Welcome to episode 45 of the podcast, dude. Let's get into the show. All right, so Femke asked, start off this, she asked, was that the perfect podcast intro? Because I'm streaming this live. That's a good question. That's a really good question. So, I think it was pretty good. I think, like I said last week, I think you can always do a little bit better, but I think it was pretty solid. I introduced myself. I said what the why was. You know, I'm here to help you make better podcasts. I told you what I'm going to talk about in the episode. Boom, there we go. All right, so... Good question. Before the show, I asked the community members what they thought about podcast intros, and they had some really great thoughts. You guys had some really great thoughts that I'll be including at various places throughout this episode. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the topics, what I'm going to talk about today, what I'm going to cover. Number one, why you need to introduce yourself at the beginning of every episode. Number two, why you shouldn't assume that everyone knows your story. Number three, how to give your listener enough information without going too far and boring them. Number four, the pros and cons of professional voiceovers versus just doing it yourself. And the number five is a little bonus. I wanted to talk about how you can apply this thinking to your website homepage to make it more effective. So let's start off with introduction. So you need to introduce yourself every episode. I said this in the pre-show. And Charlie Prangley had said, on our podcast, which is Design Life, and I believe that's designlife.fm. Go check that out if you're into design. Great podcast. She said, we include a snippet of a takeaway at the start before the intro music so people can figure out immediately if this is an episode they're interested in. That is a fantastic idea and a fantastic way to start a podcast. Then we introduce the topic and say why we're talking about it. We also do a quick check-in about how our week has been and what we've achieved with our projects, which gives our listeners context as to what we're working on and how we spend our time outside of the podcast. And I think Charlie is doing it right. You guys are doing it right. You should introduce yourself at the beginning of every episode. Tell the audience your name or, you know, the names of you and your co-hosts, if you have co-hosts, and tell them what you hope to do for them in the episode or what you're going to talk about. Because everyone is asking when they hit play. I say this a lot because it's really important. Everyone is asking themselves, you know, what am I going to get out of this episode? This is why titles are important. But this is why the first few minutes of your podcast are also super important. We all want to know what we're going to get out of investing, you know, 20, 30, 50 minutes in a podcast episode. So the way Charlie's doing it is fantastic. It's so key what she said right here. We include a snippet of a takeaway at the start before the intro music so people can figure out immediately if this is an episode they're interested in. That's great. Okay, moving on. Don't assume everyone knows your story. This is a mistake a lot of people make. When they start a new podcast episode, they just immediately jump into the topic. And that's good. But you have to think about the new listeners. You have to think about the people that are checking out your episode for the first time. What information do they need? You know, they need to know your name. They need to know who you are. They need to know why you're doing what you're doing, why you're doing the show. And the tricky thing is that you don't want to have a 5-minute introduction to yourself every single episode because the regulars don't necessarily need that information. So you have to think about how you can deliver that information most effectively. And for your regular listeners, I think it might be kind of cool, and I might start doing this, to include a new random or funny fact about yourself in your podcast every week. So I try to keep my introductions really short. I've done slightly longer introductions before, but at the very least, I always try to say, hey, my name is Aaron Dowd, and I'm here to help you make better podcasts. I want to help you make better podcasts. I could also say things like, I'm 30 years old. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm a drummer on the side. I love music. I'm a total nerd. Little things like that. You know, I don't have to go into my whole backstory about how I got into podcasting and how I did all this stuff. You know, I talked about that more in the very first episode. But I do want to make sure that anyone who is brand new has at least a basic understanding of who I am and why I'm doing this. So those are things to keep in mind. Let's talk about professional intros versus what I call DIY intros. And this is actually entirely up to you and what kind of show you want to make, what kind of feel you want the show to have. I prefer to do an introduction every week myself. I've never really wanted to have one of those professional voiceover kind of like, welcome to the podcast, dude. Aaron Dowd teaches you how to make better podcasts. It doesn't feel authentic to me. It doesn't feel right. And plus, I like the personal feel that comes from when I'm just talking directly to the listener, to you right now. And then also, I can change things up if I feel like it. One week, I might say this, and then the next week, I might say something else. And we got another question from Karma Senge. He asked, should you copy and paste your intro and have the exact same one in every episode, or should you do your intro new every time? I think it's good to write down a template, so have an idea about what you're going to say, but I believe it feels more personal when you do the intro yourself. Again, it's totally up to you. I know a lot of really, really big popular shows have pre-made intros, and that works fine. You know, I'm thinking about Serial. I'm thinking about Radio Lab, tons and tons of other shows. But for me, I want my show to feel, I want my, Charlie said that was, that voice I did was scary. I want my voice, Charlie, I want my podcast to feel very personal. I want it to feel like a conversation between me and you. I want you to get a sense of who I am. I don't want to create that kind of like, oh, I'm this big shot, big deal. My show is a super professional produced podcast. That's not what I'm going for. And I personally feel that static professional intros, they start to feel boring for the regular listeners after a while. the shows I listen to that have the you know what I'm talking about, the kind of like the radio commercial style 5-minute intros. It's not actually 5 minutes, but it's 30 seconds or a minute. After a while, I just start skipping, and that's just kind of annoying. So it's just something to think about. I'm not going to say either way is better. I've chosen to go the route of DIY intro. And I like the freedom, and I like the ability to kind of riff on it every single week. And I think it's a lot of fun. So I got a question here. Corey McCabe had asked, do you put in the intro the best part of the podcast or just a good section of it? And the title for this headline, or the headline for this section, I wrote, should I include a funny part of the podcast at the beginning or how I do intros for the Sean West Network? Because this is something I do as the editor for all the shows on the Sean West Network. During the show, I will find a little section of the podcast and I put it at the beginning before the intro music. And my show is actually the only show I don't do that for. And I couldn't tell you why. It's just, I don't know. I like to do a little spoken intro before, because most of the time I'm doing a solo show. I don't know, but anyways, the way I think about this is, as I'm editing the podcast on the Sean West Network, like the Sean West podcast, the Lambo Gold podcast, Behind the Brand, In the Boat with Ben, all great shows, I'm listening for one of two things. I'm listening for a section that is usually less than a minute, something that's really funny, or something that's really, really valuable. So a super valuable takeaway, just like a couple sentences or a paragraph or two, just something that really gives the listener an idea about what they talked about in the podcast and gives them some value right up front. Or I'm listening for a really funny section because, you know, I like the idea of somebody laughing at the beginning of an episode, just starting off with something lighthearted, something funny. If it can be both, then that's great. If you can find a section that's funny and valuable, then that's gold, and you got to keep it in there. And I try not to keep those intros I try to keep them less than a minute long. Because any more than that, and I don't want people to be like, did I accidentally start this podcast right in the middle? What's going on here? So, but I think most of the listeners that listen to these podcasts know that it is just a short intro and then the music comes in and then the show starts. So yeah, I think if you're going to do it that way, that's fine. Do something funny or do something valuable. Okay, finally, I want to talk about how this can apply, how this advice can apply to your website homepages. Because back when I was getting started editing podcasts, I had a webpage that is like, I think so many other freelancers, people in my position who are trying to do something that they love, trying to build a small business, what some people might call a lifestyle business. And they have a website and you know, you visit their website and it's like a picture of them. And they say, hi, I'm such and such. And I'm a designer and I do graphic design and I do web design and I do this and I do that. And here's all the stuff that I do. Well, the best advice I ever got about my website and something that really, really changed how much engagement I got and how many people got in contact with me was I switched that here's me, here's about me, here's what I do. I turned that into here's what I can do for you. So if you have a website and the very first thing people see when they land on it is me, 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 here's stuff about me, that's not great. Instead, make it about the person you're trying to reach. Think about the person that you want to get in touch with you. And in my case, I changed it into like, I help people make podcasts. Even better would be, I want to help you make a great podcast, because then the visitor of the site immediately sees that you're someone who wants to help them with something. You're someone who wants to provide them with some kind of value. It's really, really important to start off with that. And then later you can go into more details about here's how I work, here's my process, here's my backstory. I think it's really, really important to tell your story on your website to give people a chance to get to know you better and to connect with you. And to, you know, I always like to encourage people to take different actions based on what they wanted to find out. It's like, do you want to learn more about me? Hit this button, go to my about page. Are you interested in having me help you with your podcast? Click on this button and go to this special page that I made specifically for you. So start off by telling your visitor what you're going to do for them. Make the first thing they see about them and not about you. And then, by the way, this applies to podcast introductions and podcast web pages as well. And start with your why. Don't tell your audience what you do specifically. Tell them why you do it first. And this has been, the importance of this why has been really drilled into my brain after I've been listening to a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And it was recommended to me by someone in the community. And it is just a fantastic, fantastic book. So I'll include a link to that in the show notes, which you can find at thepodcastdude.com/45. It is a really, really good book. It'll change so much for you. Everyone from podcasters to vloggers to bloggers to someone running a business, it can really, really help. So love that book. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. I want you guys to assume that you're going to get new listeners every single week. So try to craft a short intro that will tell them everything they need to know about you and your show as quickly and efficiently as possible. Listeners want to know what they're going to get out of an episode, so you need to tell them that within the first few minutes. If you tell them that, if you make that promise, they're going to stick with you throughout the whole show. A professional voiceover can make your show seem more legit, more professional, but you run the risk of it sounding repetitious, it being repetitious and boring to your normal listeners after a while. So you need to think about that and think about if that's something that you want to do. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for the show today. I got a couple of great questions that I want to talk about in the after show, but thank you so much for listening. If you want to send me feedback, if you want to ask me questions, if you want to say hi, you can hit me up at aaron@thepodcastdude.com. I am the Podcast Dude on Twitter and Aaron CWA on Snapchat. If you're enjoying the show, if you want to support the show, you can head over to seanwest.com/community and join our community. This is an amazing place to learn, to connect with other people, to find people who love podcasts. There are so many, so many great things about this place. I love it. I'm so grateful to be a part of it. And I'm thankful for everyone who has joined because of this podcast and the other podcasts on the Sean West Network. So if you want to level up, if you want to take your podcast, your business to the next level, then seanwest.com/community is the place to be. Super great. I think that's it. I'm trying to do shorter intros or outros rather. I realized that for a long time I was just like trying to cram too many things in there, and that's no good. So get some outro music going. Man, last couple of weeks have been crazy, guys. Had a sabbatical, got a cold, went to Creative South. Ooh, just one of those times of years, I guess. Okay, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Okay, I got some good stuff for you guys now. The legendary game designer, Lord Garrett Mickley, said, tip for what not to do. I listened to a podcast that I was disappointed with episode 1, so I waited 20 episodes to listen again and was disappointed in episode 20. The issue with episode 1 was it sounded like it was recorded in a park in downtown Manhattan. Way too much background noise. But the 20th episode had excellent audio quality. Well, that's good. They're improving. The problem was, he spent the first 10 minutes talking about himself and the podcast and not even what that episode was about. Then he started plugging his courses and I was like, dude, what is this episode even about? You haven't provided any value yet. Then he just word for word read a blog post he had written about a year ago that I had already read a year ago. And it was nice to hear it again, but I wish he wouldn't have just read it off to us. The only reason I didn't turn it off in the first 5 minutes of him talking about himself was because I was washing dishes and my hands were wet. Otherwise, I would have stopped listening pretty quickly. So that's not a good way to do a podcast episode. Audio quality is important. It takes time to develop that. But if you're not telling listeners right away what you're going to talk about, if you're not providing them any kind of value, then they're going to tune out. I've stopped listening to shows I used to really, really love because they got into the habit of rambling about whatever for the first 30, 40, 60 minutes of the podcast. And this is a fairly well-known show that I've talked about before. And they lost me as a listener because they weren't planning out what they were going to talk about, or they weren't promising any kind of value. It was just more about, hey, wouldn't it be fun to get on a microphone and talk to my buddy about whatever I feel like talking about for an hour? Sure, that's fun for you, but I don't care. Or if I do care, like, you, it's your job as a podcast host to make me care. Tell me why I should care. So, good thought from Garrett. Good stuff, man. Okay, Scott Hofford asked, are there certain things that you shouldn't say that makes you lose listeners? And this is a really, really interesting question. And at first I was like, man, that's a whole show by itself. And maybe I have some thoughts related to, like, being authentic and being yourself and how that is going to turn off certain people. And the fact is that even if you say something, like, you're going to say stuff that somebody else disagrees with. It's just going to happen. I'm sure there's somebody out there who's going to listen to this episode and be like, nah, dude, you're wrong. You're dumb. And that's fine because, you know, that's their opinion. They're allowed to have that. They might love podcasts with those professional voiceover intros. I don't. That's totally cool. But, there's another issue here. Are there certain things that you shouldn't say that make you lose listeners? I don't think it's so much what you do say. I think it's either what you don't say or how you say what you say. The biggest mistake here that I'm thinking about is not being confident in what value you have to offer. If you don't believe that you have something good to deliver to your listener, they're going to pick up on that. They're going to pick up on your tone of voice. They're going to pick up on the words you're using, and they're going to tune out because nobody follows anybody who doesn't believe in what they're doing. So think about that. Think about the tone of voice that you're using. Think about how you feel about your topic. Make sure that you're doing shows about something that you really, really care about. Make sure that your heart's in it. So hope that kind of answers your question, Scott. That's just what I thought about that. Okay, Taylor West asked, when using a pre-recorded interview in your podcast, is it more effective to add an intro that you record later, possibly even days later after the episode, introducing the interviewee and explaining the episode? Or do you give an intro at the beginning of the actual interview right before you start the discussion? And I have some thoughts about this. I'm actually going to say kind of both. A lot of people just jump on interviews without a real solid idea of what they're going to talk about. And that can work out. That can work out really, really well, especially if you're a good interviewer, if you have experience. But at the same time, I'm thinking about my perspective as a podcast listener. I like to know what the person is going to talk about in an interview, even if it's just a couple sentences about, like, you know, we're going to talk about this and we're going to talk about how he got from, you know, $0 a year to $300,000 a year. We're going to talk about how he thinks about podcast productivity. What the heck am I saying? How he thinks about productivity. Even just little topics like that make it interesting and give me a reason to stick around. So I always recommend that people plan out the podcast in advance, plan out what you're going to talk about, try to create some kind of, I don't know if narrative is the right word, but some kind of flow to the episode, and then tell your listener right at the beginning. But I think it is also really valuable to, you know, record the interview, go back and think about the most valuable takeaways and tease those in the second or in the beginning as well. Just quick, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to give a full recap of everything you talk about, but just say, hey, here's an introduction. This is the person I talked to, and here's some of the best stuff that we talked about in the episode. It was a really great episode, so check it out. You know, here you go, and then you play the interview. So I think plan it out, introduce it when you talk to your guest, maybe tell them. It's kind of like providing a table of contents for your podcast episode. Even though it's an audio form, you can still say, hey, here's all the subjects that we're going to talk about. Hope that answers your question, Taylor. All right, that's going to do it for the show today, guys. If you have any thoughts, hit me up, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. If you have any questions or topics that you'd like me to cover in the future, feel free to send them my way too. Any of those places, email or Twitter or whatever. I love answering questions for you guys. It helps keep the show going. So on that note, have an excellent, excellent week, everyone. Have a great Monday. Get lots of work done. And I will talk to you all next week. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for the show today. No. Oh, dang it. Dang it, Corey. I totally forgot. I didn't call you out. I meant to call out. This is a community value, community after show value. I meant to call out some of the other people in the community, or not the community, on the Sean West Network, because Corey, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but you and Kyle don't necessarily introduce yourself and talk about your why at the beginning of every episode, if I remember correctly. And it's not a huge deal. It's not a huge deal, but you've got new listeners every single week, right? So some of those people, they don't know who you are. They don't know why you're doing it. So that's just something to think about. And when you listen back to the episode, I talked about it, but I just didn't get around to calling you out personally. I didn't call anyone on the network out. I mean, even Sean and Ben do this. Like, go tell one of your friends to, like, go listen to a random episode of the Sean West podcast, and they don't have context for the backlog. And that's true. And what you guys do is you talk about what you're talking about in the episode right away. And I mean, there's the website and the podcast description and iTunes. So all that stuff really, really helps. But I think just a quick, kind of like how I do it, and you know, you can do what you want, but kind of like how I do it, you say, hey, you know, my name is Corey, this is Kyle, and we're doing the show to help people make better brands. Even something as short as that gives people a good sense about why they should listen to the show. But really, you guys are still killing it. You're doing great. I mean, as the great thing is that anyone can go back and listen to the first couple episodes of the Sean West podcast and realize that you're doing way better than Sean and I were doing back then. So, all right, that now I'm done. Now I'm done. Have an excellent week. Get lots of stuff done. I will talk to you all later.